Thank you for calling our top five. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hey, Abigail, I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris, how can I assist you today?
I'm right here in Kingston, and I'd like to get hooked up with your service. I've seen you around the road here a lot, so I'm going to give it a try.
Okay, no problem, Chris. I'll be more than happy to set you up for the service. First, let's check to see if we do service your address. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
84 West Chestnut Street, Kingston.
All right. Okay, so 84 West Chestnut. You said you're in Kingston, correct?
Excuse me?
You said you're in Kingston, correct?
Yes, Kingston, yes.
All right, so the in-service date for your location. So, yes, we're currently servicing that area. Currently, I can definitely sign you up for service. Do you have a home or business?
That's a home.
Are you interested in a particular service?
Just the basic internet with the
automatic. The 1 gig?
For $69.99, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extender?
No.
How about the phone service?
No, thank you.
No problem. And just to confirm the address, 84 West Chestnut Street, Kingston, New York, 12401?
Correct.
Do you rent or own the property?
Rent.
Do you have the property manager's name?
Yes, I do. John Quilty. Quilty.
Okay, and their phone number?
Oh, I gotta look it up. Hang on.
Thank you for that information. The utility wires, are they through the air or under the ground?
Air.
Is the billing address different than your service address?
Nope.
Okie dokie. You said your first name is Chris, right? C-H-R-I-S?
C-H-R-I-S, yes.
Last name?
Riggins, R-I-G-G-I-N-S.
R-I-G-G-I-N-S, correct?
Right.
Email address that you'd like to add on file?
CRIGG930@gmail.com.
All right, let me just repeat. E as in echo?
No, C.
Oh, C as in Charlie.
Yes, CRIGG.
And then the number 30@gmail.com?
930.
Okay, there's a 9 there. So crig930@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Primary phone number?
845-717-0020.
Thank you for that information. Do you want to add a secondary phone number on file?
No, thanks.
How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Either any of the three.
Any of the three?
Any of the three, yes.
So choose all three?
Sure. Yes, fine.
All right. It's just that I have to read the ones that you do choose, I have to read the disclosure to you. So for the text, at our top fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through our account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yep, that's okay.
And for the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of your emails.
Yes, that's fine.
And for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls?
Yes.
Which may be automated and or pre-recorded from our shop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided. You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
That's fine.
Okay, so just to go over the order quickly, you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders at the moment, not interested in the phone service. Service address, 84 West Chestnut Street, Kingston, New York, zip code 12401. You rent the property. The owner's name is John Quilty, phone number 845-596-7246. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct.
All right, one moment, please. So, as part of our order process, we'll need to do a soft credit check, just the deposit if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do that credit check?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do that for you.
I tried to do it on the website, but it didn't work.
Oh, you were trying to sign up?
Yeah, I was trying to do it through the website, but it didn't
go
through.
We had a couple of people that were having issues with it. Our tech team were trying to get that fixed. Give me a moment. I'm just putting in some information for you. Your last name, could you tell me your last name again, please?
Riggins.
All right, and could you go ahead with your social security number?
137-626-7782.
137-626-7762?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, thank you for that information. I'm so sorry, it's just that it's a bit low. Let me go ahead and submit the information. All right, so no deposit is required. And are you, you said that you wanted the discount to get it for the $69.99?
Yes.
Would you be using a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
Do you do credit card with it or only checking?
We do credit and debit card, but it would just only take $5 off.
Okay. Routing number 02-13-13-103.
So 02-313-103.
No, go back. 02-13-13-103.
Okay, Citizen Bank?
Yes.
All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the account number.
400-844-2013.
Okay, so 400-844-2013.
2013.
2013, okay. And the name on the account?
Chris Riggins.
Is that a checking or savings?
Checking.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
All right. How did you hear about RxUp Fiber?
Your mailing.
Is there anything that the technicians should be aware of on your property?
Nope.
No septic tank, buried wire, gas line?
Nope. Everything's good.
All right. So, all I need to do now is just to read some disclosures to you, and then I'll be able to set up an installation date and time for you, okay?
Okay.
So for the disclosures, so at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by RxUp Fiber is the property of RxUp Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us. We do reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your RxUp Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So the earliest date that we have available for installation is on the 29th of August. That's a Thursday.
That's a Thursday? That's good.
8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.?
10 a.m.
All right, so please confirm the appointment, August 29, 2024, at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yes.
Your name is Chris Riggins. Your email is csincat.rigg930@gmail.com. Your phone number is 845-717-0020, correct?
The email is C. Yes.
Yes, he is in cat.
Yeah. Okay, good.
No problem. So let me go ahead and schedule you in. All right, so now that the installation is scheduled, you'll be getting two emails from RxUp. The first one would be a confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your online customer account. You'll have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and also review the accept our terms of service, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling RxUp Fiber.
You too. Bye now.